This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now, an update on all the people who fled American cities since the start of the pandemic. The new data show it was more than a shift. It was a dramatic migration. Marketplace's Lily Jamali reports.
Census data analyzed by the Brookings Institution finds that 51 of the 88 U.S. cities with 250,000 people or more lost population between July 2020 and 2021. Demographer William Fry is a senior fellow at Brookings.
What really stands out is the number of big cities that lost population in the peak period of the pandemic. It's the most we've seen since the turn of this century and probably for many years before that.
San Francisco, New York, Washington, and Boston lost the greatest share of their populations, Fry says. Some of that decline reflects loss of life from the pandemic, but another reason cities lost population was because there was a decline in the number of people immigrating to the U.S., says John Logan of Brown University.
Cities, and especially cities like New York, over the last 20 years, they were growing only because of international migration. Otherwise, they were losing population to other parts of the country.
And the pandemic amplified that domestic migration from cities. High urban housing costs didn't seem worth it once many could suddenly work from home. Logan Motoshami, lead analyst at Housing Wire, says the pandemic sped up shifts that were already underway.
The biggest housing demographic patch ever in history, the millennials ages 28 and 34 now, were going to need shelter, and they're probably going to need bigger shelter. So the cities that have the biggest housing inflation issues, we're going to naturally lose people, even if COVID-19 never occurred.
That demo Motoshami is referring to describes Carson Rickey, who lives in San Francisco. At 34, he and his wife are preparing to leave the city and move to his home state of Colorado at the end of this month.
We rent an apartment. One of the main goals of this relocation is to invest in real estate.
But he's not ruling out the possibility of returning to the Bay Area should it become more affordable down the road. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.